And we're going to go back to New York and bring in our good friend from MLB.com, senior writer. He is an expert on the WBC, and he has been following the team from Israel, who are in the finals of a qualifying match tonight out in Coney Island, a place where I grew up, and we used to go out there all the time for Nathan's Hot Dogs. And that is the great Barry Bloom. Barry Bloom, nice to have you with us.
Hey, Marty. How are you today?
Well, we're doing well. And, of course, we've been dealing with the devastating news this morning of the loss of Jose Fernandez. And I know you have been through many things in your life, and certainly you've covered things in New York City and the tragedies and baseball somehow picking things up and making people feel better. And for the people in Miami, this is a big loss in the community and to the baseball world, and I'd love to get some of your reactions to it and your thoughts.
My original thought is, my initial thought was that, how tenuous, obviously, life is, and, as you get older, you become so much, and you've been through the gamut, you realize your own mortality, and, I'm very risk averse at this point in my life, having, survived a couple of deaths of cancer and had a number of surgeries. And, I just don't want to put myself into a situation that, where I could get hurt, let alone kill myself. But this, when you're young, there is no feeling of mortality, and you never think that anything like that's going to happen. And, I remember doing stupid things when I could have gotten killed when I was a kid. And my son, who's a little older than, Fernandez, 8 years old, he's 32 years old. He's done some stupid things. And, you're lucky you survive. And, you just wish that Fernandez would have been smart enough last night not to be out, on the water at 3 o'clock in the morning, and put himself at risk in that kind of situation. With a grandchild, I worry every day about him doing well and having a life to survive in, and my kids. And I just think it's a devastating loss, really on a personal level and on a macro and micro level. I think a very tragic baseball season from top to bottom. It punctuates everything that is fragile about us, and how not only the ripple effect that this will have on his family and a wife with who's pregnant, 5 months pregnant, but just on the Miami organization and how, they've been trying to build back up this year. And this was kind of a first year of a total rebuild with Mattingly in there and Barry Bonds in there and, Ichiro getting the 3,000th hit. And it's going to have ramifications for a long time for that organization. Just watching the press conference and seeing Michael Hill break down in tears and the look on Donnie's face just said it all to me. It's just very, very hard day.
Very well said, Barry. Take a deep breath as you're speaking here. Bruce Jenkins said that he hadn't seen the press conference on MLB. I'm sure it's archived somewhere on MLB.com. So if you haven't seen it, see it, and it'll put everything in perspective. Baseball has to stand up again, even though it's a member of the community. Many times baseball stands up for things that happen within the world community. This is something that happens within the baseball community. The Marlins, as you point out, it's a good point that you bring up. They've really got to galvanize now as an organization. And then on the baseball front, you've got the Mets coming in next week. This all of a sudden puts a different picture on Mets-Marlins starting tomorrow night.
Right, and it's hard to believe, they canceled the game today, and it's hard to believe that they're going to have to play out the schedule with six more games to go, and certainly the Marlins are out of it, and these games, next three games, are very key for the Mets, who are tied with the Giants today for the top wild card spot, and, they would have the home field advantage in the tiebreaker with the Giants if things ended today. but you still have six games to go, and those are really key games. So I could see the day-to-day, you know, knowing Donnie as well as I do, the day today will be the day of sadness and mourning. And they'll take their breath, and they'll come in tomorrow, and they'll say, hey, look, this guy was bigger than life, which he was. And I didn't know him that well, but I was around him plenty, and I saw him pitch plenty, especially this year, because I was around the Marlins so much this year. He's going to say, you know, Jose wouldn't want us to sit around and mope. He'd want us to go out and play, and let's stick it to the Mets here, because that's what we need to do. Life goes on, and tomorrow when they take the field, life goes on. That's kind of the irrevocable sadness of life, which you learn very young the first time you lose somebody who's close to you or you know. You know, in a baseball sense, you know, we've had people on the periphery, older people. You know, Munson was in the last stage of his career when he went down in that tragic plane crash. You know, the kids in Cleveland in the boating accident, you know, were kind of periphery people, although, you know, they just didn't have the stature of a Jose Fernandez. Roberto Clemente obviously was at the end of his career when he went down in the plane crash going down to Nicaragua. But I can't remember in 40 years a kid of this kind of stature with this kind of progress and with the backstory of him having, you know, gone to jail and trying to escape Cuba, getting his mother out of the water. I mean, it was the whole package of it is just unbelievable for him to go this way after what he went through. And the promise that this guy had. So if I'm Donnie, I'm going to have a team meeting tomorrow, and this is what I'm going to say, and I know that's what he's going to do, and they'll get ready to play those games sadder, wiser, but they're going to dig in and play those games.
All right, very well said by Barry Bloom here, senior writer, MLB.com. I think it puts them in a little bit in the Clemente stage, not as a humanitarian, but dying tragically in a water-related accident. I think you brought up Clemente. I think I'd put him very much as that much of an icon in his community and throughout baseball. Tom Verducci.
There's no question.
Yeah, Tom Verducci or Nightingale, someone tweeted out that he is the youngest All-Star ever to pass away. So that was something that you said. And I think it is what you were trying to say about losing someone in the prime of their career. Lyman Bostock, for some reason, came into my mind. From the Minnesota Twins, who was tragically shot needlessly at a traffic incident. So that comes up.
Yeah, I think he was with the Angels by then,
Yeah, Angels are Twins, but that I remember that. Barry, part of the reason we wanted you on today, and of course, who knew what was going to come up over the morning hours here, but
that's the amazing thing about life, right?
Yeah, and it's sort of why we like baseball. You never know what's going to happen. And again, you're out there in New York, and the WBC qualifier is going on, and a very interesting story. The team from Israel has a shot to qualify to go to Korea to take on the Netherlands and some other very serious teams if they win today. And who do they play today?
Well, they played Great Britain, who's in the same situation as they are. Although 4 years ago, the Israeli team, you know, differently constituted, but with a few of the same guys, they wound up losing an extra inning game in Jupiter. That had they won, they would have gone on to the main bracket, to the final 16. And a lot of those guys have talked about how that's kind of stuck in their stomach for 4 years waiting to get back to this point. You know, and Great Britain is another one. It's an upstart baseball program. Trevor Hoffman is here. He's their bullpen coach. His mom is British. I wrote a column about it the other day. So he's here honoring his mom. The manager of the team is a the cocky little guy named Leon Carroll, who's a lot of fun. I spent a lot of time with him the last couple of days talking baseball and sport in England. And so whoever comes out of the final game today and goes to Korea, it's the first time that either of these two teams will go on to the final 16.
Very interesting.
And the game last night was Brazil and Great Britain, because without going into the long and the short of it, this is a modified double elimination tournament, which means that the Israelis have already beaten Great Britain, they've already beaten Brazil, and now they've got to beat Britain again to make it out of here. The other two teams matched up against Pakistan, who is like a junior college team, and just, you know, beat the hell out of them. And then they have to survive a losing bracket game, the two losers playing each other. And the all Israel got out of it was a day off. So it's like, who knows what's going to happen in the game tonight. Although the Israelis will have, believe it or not, Jason Marquis starting the game tonight. After 14 months out of baseball, he started game one against in their opener, and he pitched three innings very well. They pulled him out of the game because of pitch limitations. So they pitched 41 pitches in the first game, so that if they got to the last game, he'd be able to throw 85 pitches tonight. So they've got a professional pitcher, and the team, really, the Israelis have got 16 or 17 American Jews on the team. And then the other thing about it, which is hysterical, is that it's being played in Brooklyn. The Israelis are like the American home team here. You know, you've got all these Jewish people from Brooklyn coming out to the game. The crowds have been very lively, especially for the Israeli games. They played the Israelis in a day game yesterday on Friday because they didn't want to play him in a game after sundown on Friday night.
Well, all right.
How about that?
I love it. All right. That's what the WBC is all about.
And then yesterday, they started the game at 8 o'clock just in case the Jews were in it.
So, I mean, sounds like a movie. All right.
It's unbelievable. But just one last point. If they go to Korea, it'll be the first team of like 28 Jews to go to Asia to play baseball. You can't make this stuff up.
No, you can't. And that's why we love having you on, because you make it up as well as anybody ever could. All right. Have a great afternoon. Thank you for your words about Jose Fernandez. And at 6 o'clock tonight Eastern, Israel plays Great Britain, and the next stop is Korea. This is a good story.
All
right.
At least we have something to laugh about on a sad day.
Right. All right. Take care of yourself, Barry. Thanks for being on.
Good luck to the Giants here, too.
All right. That is Barry Bloom, who predicts that the Giants and Mets will meet in a wild card game next Wednesday at Citi Field. That was his prediction. All right. More coming up.